To Colorado now, where the legislative session began under a cloud of sexual harassment allegations and ended the same way. Reporter Benta Berkland from member station KUNC has been reporting the story, and she says even after one lawmaker was expelled from office, there are some who feel Colorado's leaders are not doing enough to make the Capitol a safer and more professional workplace. Here's her report, and warned the listeners, the details may not be suitable for everyone.
With 52 yes votes...
After a dramatic and tearful day in early March, Colorado lawmakers voted out one of their own. Democratic Representative Steve Lobsock was the first lawmaker expelled in 103 years after allegations of sexual harassment, intimidation, and retaliation from five women were found to be credible.
I walked in that morning thinking nothing was going to happen, and I left with an ounce of justice.
Former legislative aide Cassie Tanner was one of the complainants. She alleged that Lebsock unbuttoned the top part of her blouse at a legislative function and said, quote, that's better.
It was a gratifying result to know that I had not only been believed, but that the House of Representatives was going to take my complaint and the complaints of Representative Lebsock's other accusers seriously.
And in the 2 months since then?
After Lebsock, it really felt like the air came out of the balloon and people felt like that was the end.
Our reporting, though, has found that wasn't the end. Our stories led to workplace harassment allegations from 11 additional people against three Republican senators. Each allegation has been found credible by outside investigators. But all of those senators are still serving in office and none have admitted wrongdoing.
I think what's really upsetting is that despite numerous credible findings of sexual harassment, there's really been, other than Lebsock on the Senate side, there's really been no meaningful accountability.
Bree Franklin heads the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner has faced the most allegations, including that he grabbed and slapped a legislative aide's behind and created a hostile and offensive work environment for some staff. In April, Baumgardner survived an expulsion vote on just one of the allegations. He said the investigation was flawed and biased.
As I stated in the investigative report, I deny the allegations levied against me.
Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham voted against expulsion but did punish Baumgardner. He recently stripped him of serving on committees that meet over the summer.
People are going to criticize no matter what I decided to do on that. People that say it's not far enough, I think, are acutely unaware of just how important those committees are.
It means you believed allegations, otherwise you wouldn't remove them. And what you're virtually doing is doing nothing.
That's Joan Fitzgerald. She's a Democrat, and before she left office, she was Colorado's first female Senate president. She called Baumgardner's behavior boorish.
Unwarranted sexual advances to women, touching their breasts, slapping them on the buttocks, making lewd comments, insisting that women drink with him in the office, none of which is acceptable.
Senate Democrats have renewed their calls for Baumgardner to resign or be expelled. Still, Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat who's weighing a presidential bid, told me outside of his office that he was more focused on solving other policy issues and didn't want to tell lawmakers how to handle the situation.
What is the offense that requires someone where they should give up their seat, right? So it's a gray area, so it really is just a matter of opinion. My opinion is not that much more relevant than somebody else's.
As the leader for the state, it would definitely be nice if he spoke up and called on them to hold themselves accountable.
That's Bree Franklin again. Governor Hickenlooper later gave us a statement saying he wants people to feel safe and supported and says Baumgardner's punishment is too little too late. A survey of the Capitol showed that many people experience sexual harassment and most don't report it. Lawmakers have hired an HR person and originally pledged to improve the workplace harassment policy this session. Now it'll be next year. Cassie Tanner says she thinks some lawmakers and the governor see the issue of sexual harassment and the allegations and investigations as distractions.
They're like, we need to move past this and get to the real work, without a recognition that real work can't happen in an environment where women feel unsafe.
She says all you have to do is look at the reports to see the behavior is unacceptable. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.